No, sir. Just believe me, they're not very smart. Lizzie, L-I-Z-Z-I-E, Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N, 215-53. Ms. Thompson is a 71-year-old woman with history of hyperthyroidism. She's currently on methimazole, 10 milligram a day, and hypertension. She comes in complaining of epigastric pain for the past 3 days. She's had no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, or any of the associated symptoms. She can't tell me whether the pain comes with certain food or it doesn't, if it changes with activity or position, period. New paragraph. She has a very interesting history. She says that one time she had a stress test, and she failed the stress test, and she was going to go back. They asked her to come back for further testing, but she never went, period. It's important for her to realize that this pain that she's having could be very much cardiac in nature, but she doesn't want to go back, doesn't want to do anything about her heart, and she's made it very clear to me today. Her past medical history is hypertension, COPD, hyperthyroidism, which, as a matter of fact, she was referred to an endocrinologist, and she never went. She just continuing with methimazole, and her last TSH was normal, which was in August of last year, and today she definitely does not want to do another one. Surgery, complete hysterectomy, and some kind of stomach surgery years ago. Social doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. Her husband is dying of cancer. They're very busy with his schedule, going back and forth to the cancer specialist. Allergy, codeine, meloxicam. As a matter of fact, patient has not been taking over-the-counter medication. No aspirin, no anti-inflammatories causing the stomach irritation. Medication, we talked about methimazole, 10 milligram daily, lisinopril, hydrochlorothiazide, 20, 12 and a half once a day. She also wants another inhaler, Ventolin inhaler, which she had at one time for her COPD. COVID immunization, none. Family history. Diabetes. Most diabetes, that's it. Next number, under maintenance, colonoscopy was scheduled. Last year, she canceled, never went. Mammogram was ordered. She never did it. She was also supposed to have a sleep apnea test done, which she canceled as well. Review of system as above. Today, she weighs 193. Her weight's down about 10 pounds from last year. 98.6, 99, 18, 69, 113 over 53. Heart positive, small positive, two lungs, few bronchi, abdomen soft, next rejected, these skin shows, no rash. Or on mucosa with an original driven non-focal, or skin shows of one trace pedal edema, epigastric tenderness, noted, no rebound, no rigidity. Number one, epigastric pain. Number two, we ruled out gallstones, gallbladder looks totally normal. Number three, we're going to put her on Nexium 40 milligram once a day. Number four, I explained to her that the pain she's having could be related to her heart because she did fail a stress test and never went back to have a cardiac catheterization and further studies done. She doesn't care. She doesn't want to go see a cardiologist ever again, she tells me. Next number, she wants her Ventolin inhaler refilled, which I did, two puffs four times a day. Next number, she needs to have her TSH checked, especially since she's losing weight. Her hyperthyroidism may be getting worse, or she may not be taking the medication, but she doesn't want to have any blood tests either. Next number, her last TSH last year was normal. Next number, she said she will call in 3 days to let us know how she's doing. Next number, mammogram refused. Next number, colonoscopy refused. Next number, we talked about possibility of seeing GI for EGD to find out the exact cause of this epigastric pain. She doesn't want to do that either. Next number, she says that she doesn't even want to go to the emergency room. If the pain gets worse, she's just going to wait 3 days and come back and talk to us. Next number, we looked at her legs because she did have mild PVD in 2022. She still does. There's no significant change. Also, her carotid stenosis has not changed much. Her fatty liver, next number, remains the same. Next number, she does have a thyroid nodule, 0.9 centimeter on the left side. Next number, her ultrasound of her kidney that showed left-sided cyst remains the same with no significant change. Next number, she was scheduled for CT of the abdomen and pelvis to look at her renal cyst, but she never went and canceled that as well. Next number, we'll talk to her in 3 days over the phone, which is the best I can do right now. Thank you.